Episode 55 of the Faith to Freedom podcast, a place where Christians and ex-New Agers can learn how to serve in their lives and businesses through the revealing of truth in Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Tracy Wren. Let's do it! Hey sisters, before you dive into today's episode, take just a moment to listen to what's coming to you this spring 2021. I am showing you how to finally give up self-doubt to break through to God's next level for your life. And the solution? It's simple. It's to acquire a faith mindset. You gain clarity, you get confidence, you get better results. And this applies to all areas of your life. Having a faith mindset is the main component of my business framework, of everything that I do. Listen, most mindset courses out there use the law of attraction and manifestation and new age techniques. But the Faith to Freedom Mindset course dives into God's promises of restoration and renewal. I don't play small with these fluffy motivational talks. We get real. Acquiring a faith mindset is the only way that you're ever going to be able to create real momentum for taking risks to God's path for your life. The one that you know you're here for, but have been too afraid to get started or to make it happen. So this intense mindset course is going to lay the spiritual foundation that will last a lifetime. Just imagine believing with 100% certainty that you can achieve anything that God has called you to, no matter how scary big it is, because you have been rooted with a faith mindset. Get on the wait list, faithtofreedommindset.com. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode. If you don't like when I say y'all, I'm sorry. I'm not even from the South, but I've just always said y'all. Y'all. If you don't like it, y'all, I'm sorry. Okay. So you know I like to start each episode with something funny. I have a lot of different things that were pretty funny, but the one that comes front and center of my mind is my son. So my son is my alarm clock, my five-year-old. He is the one that just wakes us up, right? Like, I don't necessarily have like this very strict morning routine with an alarm clock. Waking up to an alarm clock has always been like very dreading to me. So I let my kids wake me up. They don't like sleep past 8. Very rarely. Very rarely. So anyway, he wakes me up the other day by... I'm going to make a noise, okay? So if your volume is up loud, maybe turn it down. So he's like this. like he has an itch in the back of his throat. And I look over at him. I'm like, you okay, bud? Like, what's going on? And he's going. He's like trying to scratch his throat, or so it seems. And he goes, yeah. I got a cat ball. I got a cat ball in here, Ma. A cat ball. A cat ball? I said, you mean a hair ball? And he's like, yeah, one of those. Like the cats, I got one of those. And I said, honey, you don't have a hair ball because cats get hair balls from cleaning themselves. They get a lot of hair and it's called a hair ball because it will get inside of their stomachs and they cough it up. It's a hair ball. But my son really thought that he had hair balls, but he was calling them cat balls. Oh my God. So funny. Okay. Listen, when you have kids, they really just say the wildest things. You never expect what's coming out of their mouth. They're such a joy. They're such a joy. You'll hear a lot of people just like nag about being a parent and how hard it is, and you'll lose sleep and friends and intimacy and all this other thing. I'm telling you, they are a reward from God. His word even says that exactly. Children are a reward from him. They're such a blessing. They teach us so much, and there is so much joy and laughter that comes from them. It's absolutely just they're a godsend. But okay, let's dive into today's episode, and I'm going to be so transparent with you guys. I already had this episode pre-recorded, and I went to edit it twice, and you know I don't like do like full-on editing. I just add an intro, a little bit of music, right, and then that's it. It would not upload. It would not like go into my system software. And I was like, what is going on? You know, I did all this tech troubleshooting stuff. I'm like, all right, Lord. And I prayed on it because I didn't know what it was. There was just something there and I didn't know what it was. So I was just praying on it. And then this morning after I was done reading the book, well, only chapter 2 or 3 of the book of Hebrews, I was like, I'd like just heard the Lord to go back and listen to that, like the episode that I had recorded. So I went and I listened to it, and there were immediately within the first 10 minutes, I was like, oh no, Lord. I don't know why that was said, but I'm just so grateful that it didn't get uploaded, right? Because I said something that I'm going to completely be counteracting in this episode. And although you didn't hear it, I want to bring it to the front. So in that episode that I completely scrapped, and this is the new one, I said about, you know, trust in me and what I'm telling you. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, no, don't trust in me. So and that goes with today's episode. Should I have faith in myself? And now you won't hear it. So I'm an online business coach, right? And you will see other business coaches saying, you know, you can trust in me. Like, I got your back. Or how there are big time self-development gurus out there that say the universe has your back, or believe in yourself, and all this other worldly trending phrases, if you will. And I'm going against the grain here, you guys. Like, I'm completely going against the norm. Call it my black sheep character, if you will, or just call it because I've been convicted when I read the holy, beautiful word of God. And the sanctification process of really dying to flesh is something that one cannot really fully describe. It's a walk of life. And I even say, when I'm putting together this whole thing about faith and a faith mindset, faith isn't even a mindset. It is a way of life. And we're going to dive more into that. So should I have faith in myself? The world will tell you yes, and I'm going to tell you no. We put our faith in God, right? It's not by your faith that anything is done for you. It's done by the Holy Spirit who guides you. Faith can be really tricky, a very complex term and concept because of how the world uses and throws around this term in the phrase of, like I mentioned before, you know, have faith in yourself, believe in yourself. If we have faith in ourselves, then we're believing that we're in control, but we aren't. It is God inside of you. 1 John 4:4 says, but you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. So it's God who we're really trusting. It's God's word that we really need to be equipped with. The concept of having faith is not faith in ourselves. It's faith in God. It's faith in his promises. It's faith in him being with us. It's faith in him just always providing some way, whether it doesn't look like it's your way or not. It's in some way, right? And we see here that people... So I wanted to I also wanted to address another thing here before I get more into faith. If you're a listener of this podcast, in previous episodes, you hear me talk about how I don't want to be talking about myself. Like, no me, no back to I and my story, but fully reflecting on you, serving you, showing up, giving all the value, you. And I struggle with that every single time I would get back in here and start recording. And I prayed on this because I was like, Lord, help me to die to my flesh. Like, I don't want to be talking about myself. I legitimately thought it was me and a problem. And the Lord gave me such great verses and showed me all of these new things that I was really like concealing, just deep in my mind and just deep in my life. And that was, I actually stopped telling people my testimony. I started to say no to big time opportunities of getting on different interviews and different podcasts and meeting with this person because they sent me the book, like big opportunities, you guys, because I was like, no self-glorification. I don't want people looking at me, coming to me, desiring me or my life or what I have, or like idolizing me. And so I held back on even telling my story because I really thought that I was glorifying the works that I was doing rather than how God worked through me for him. And so I want us to be really super careful when we're also talking about faith, because the Lord tells us so much in his word that faith is how it comes, right? So we see that in Romans 10:17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If I can tell my testimony, how God even used his word in my testimony, does that not help someone else with their faith, with their walk, right? Because 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith comes from the faith giver, which is God. It comes through his word. But we're also told to be telling what God has done in our lives, right? So when I was preventing from talking about my testimony, I wasn't fully showing up in all of these different opportunities. And that was really holding back how God worked in my life and how it points others back to the Father, but not to me. So I went through this season of, all right, Trace, we're not talking about you, right? Like, I got into my flesh real deep, you guys. I'm just going to be honest. And flesh in my way, in where I was like, I don't want anyone looking at me. I don't want anyone idolizing me. I don't want to put anything out there. I don't want to go on that interview. So every single time someone asked me to do something, I'd say no. And just up until 2 weeks ago, I started saying yes, because I started to really be convicted by the Holy Spirit. And we're going to talk about that. Okay. So when people are like, you have to have faith in yourself. You just have to have faith. People, you'll hear that saying a lot, right? Oh, you just got to have some more faith. Oh, just believe in yourself. Just have some more faith, right? When people would say that to me growing up, I'd be like, faith in what? Who? Where? How? Like all these questions about faith, increasing my faith, getting faith, putting faith somewhere. I was misplacing and misdirecting this faith and not understanding that it wasn't even faith in myself or believing in myself that I can do something, but faith in God, right? So it was so misplaced that it really did guide me fully away from God. And if we look at Hebrews 3:12, it says, take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. So my heart was unbelieving in God because I didn't know him. I was believing myself. So that led me to fall away from God. And I put all of my faith into the world. I ended up in New Age, right? You know my story, you know my testimony. And then that just led to a whole massive destruction, chaos, like a whole crap load of mess. Inside, and this, I'm literally, again, oh, y'all know that I'm fasting from that word. If not, I'm fasting from the word literally. So there's my check. But all these questions about faith, right? This is why I felt so compelled to put together this faith mindset course. And I didn't even like the word mindset because I knew faith was deeper than some type of mindset. I know that faith is not just a mindset in our belief system, because I know what the word of God says about faith. Do I know all the things that the word says about God? In regards to faith, no, absolutely not. I don't think there's any theologian out there that has 100% accuracy in regards to any concept from the Gospels or Scriptures, because we're human and we just can't begin to understand everything that is in the Word. It's physically impossible because we are human. We are not God. But I wanted to put together this course to help you understand all of those things in regards to faith so that you too can be equipped with the steps to helping you have a stronger faith belief system, right? And I need you to remember that it's not you and your faith, but God's work in you. So just some of what I'm going to be finishing up this episode with is just going to be like brushing the surface of some of the different trainings that are going to be inside the mindset course. And that's coming this late spring. I'm still working on it because I'm still learning and studying, and I'm not making the course into like this big, long Bible study thing. It's not me giving you the gospel. It's not any of that. It's actual tangible steps and work that you can do to really be equipped in the way in which the Father would see glorifying to him, not you. So let's go back to some of these verses that I have here because it's so important. So if we know that we walk by faith, not by sight, found in 2 Corinthians 5:7, then we have to understand, well, if I'm walking by faith, then what is faith, right? What is faith? Well, we know here that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God found in Romans 10:17, right? Faith is not something that we create ourselves. Faith is given to us by the Holy Spirit. Faith comes from knowing and believing the word of God. That's where faith comes from. There is a worldly faith. There is that worldly faith of your own strength, of what you can do on your own by you achieving XYZ goals, by you going out and having faith in yourself that you can do this, have that, be that, whatever. But that is not the way of faith from a biblical standard, from God's standard. Let's just be real, like from God's standard. And as I mentioned already, Hebrews 3:12, about if any of you have an evil, unbelieving heart, you're going to fall away from the living God, leading you to fall away from the living God. I don't want any of you to fall away from the living God. So we can't be putting faith in ourselves. We have to be putting faith in God. We have to put faith in God. Back to the whole testimony now, because now I'm coming up to some verses that I noted here in regards to that. When we are glorifying the Father in his works that he has done in our life, we're pointing others to him, not to us, right? So through your story, through your testimony, we're not glorifying you and what you did and how and like what you're doing now. It's you're glorifying what God did in you. It's what he did. It's his power. It's pointing him back. It's pointing people back to him, not you. So although people are like, Tracy, I want you to come on and tell your testimony. Well, the Lord showed me that I can tell it in a way that is all glorifying to him, not me. Eyeballs off of me, right? So Mark 5 verse 19 says, but Jesus says, no, go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been. Jesus said, go home and tell your family. Tell them everything that the Lord has done for you. How good he's been, the mercy that he had for you, right? So I'm like, okay, Lord, I got it. All right, I could tell my testimony in a different way. I went on to tell my testimony in a brand new way last week. You're going to see it on Calvary Conversations podcast. Mariah and Craig are absolutely amazing, amazing people of God, trusted, love everything that they're doing for the Lord. That was one of the very first yeses that I said again after being out of the game, if you will. I was like, nope, not showing up, not talking about my testimony. And the Lord used Pastor Craig and his testimony to show me that I could still tell my testimony where I'm not glorifying sin. I'm not talking and like showing everyone, oh, this is about me, my life, but a point from A to B, and how that bridge from A to B was all God. That was all God's hand. That was all God's work. That was because of his grace, his love, and his mercifulness on us, right? Another verse that I came across was Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us continue to consider how to motivate one another to love and do good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another even more so as you see the day of the Lord is coming nearer. So we can be encouraging one another, and our testimonies can help encourage one another because they are hearing how God worked through your life for your testimony, right? And so when are we the faith givers? Because there was another question that was posed to me by someone who was really close, and she said, well, can we give faith? Are we faith givers? And I'm like, no way, baby. We are not the faith givers. However, the testimony that God gave to us can plant a seed of faith. But we have to be brave enough to tell it. And we have to be brave enough to tell it in a way that is honoring to God and where we don't glorify us or sin. Amen. Psalms 66:16 says, come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he did for me. And I'm like, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, come and listen, all who fear God, and I will tell you what he did for me. You know what he did for me? He took all of my nasty, yuck mess And I just say yucky mess because I don't want to even get into that right now. And he has what the enemy intended for evil, he made for good. It doesn't mean that I'm perfect. It doesn't mean that I don't still sin. It means that I acknowledge that I was a sinner and I needed a savior. More importantly, I wanted to make him my Lord over my life. There's a difference here when we say, oh yes, I love Jesus. I follow him. He's my savior. Great. Wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. But have you made him your Lord? Have you made him Lord of your life? You confess him as Lord. What does that actually mean to you, right? Now, we'll save that for another episode. But again, if you want to hear my testimony told from those really yucky, messy pieces from when I was a rebellious teenager, drug, sex, rock and roll, all of that, then go to Calvary Conversations podcast. And I finally open up and talk about that. And I'll tell you what, it was the most freeing experience that I've had yet, because it was told in a way that was glorifying to God. And I had godly mentors surrounded me, Mariah and Craig. They were absolutely beautiful. They guided the conversation. The Holy Spirit was totally present. And I was able to just be so open and transparent and just be real about things. And that's what we need in a society where everything is highlighting that reel of the goodness of life. Like, look at my house. Look at this. Look at that. Everything's good and dandy. And you see other ex-New Agers or Christians out there who are just making things seem as if it's so easy. It's an easy walk. Everything's going to be dandy now. And it's like, there's not enough people talking about the truth of the matter. You know, the oppression, the spiritual warfare, the things that really come. And this is why it's so important that we know and understand and grasp about having faith in God. It's not faith in ourselves, right? This whole faith to freedom, our faith in Jesus Christ is what has given us freedom, because he died for our sins. We are free because of him. He made a way. It's only because of him. He made a way. It's not us and our faith and what we do. It's because of what was done for us, because we're sinners. Let's move on to Daniel 4, verse 2. And it says here, I want you all to know about the miraculous signs and wonders that the Most High God has performed for me. Again, more confirmation, more validation to be speaking about how God has worked in your life. This isn't about boasting, right? So that was my thing when I was holding back. And I'm like, no, I don't want to talk about my testimony anymore. I don't want to take selfies anymore. Like, I was really getting convicted on some things about just no glorification of me. But yet the Lord has used my testimony to do everything that he's done in my life to where I am now. And here I was rejecting that because I wanted to just make sure I wasn't glorifying myself. I wanted to make sure that people weren't holding on to me. I had a lot of people coming to me in my message, in my inbox, saying, thankful that they found me. So glad they found me and they follow me and this and that. And which is absolutely wonderful because I love sisterhoods. I love hearing stories and that sort. But it's also weird as like your business grows and your name gets out there more and people kind of like hang on to you rather than being pointed to the Father. And like, you want to just push them and be like, no, don't look at me, but look at God, right? And so it was a really funky place. So if you're there, just know that we are called to share how God has worked in our lives. And here, Galatians chapter 6, verse 14 says, but may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Oh, I love that. Listen, sisters, examine your hearts, examine your motives, examine where you're directing and placing your faith, and surrender that all over to God, because it's not you and your works, right? It's all about Jesus and his glory. Let's not make it about ourselves. Go ahead and share today and build one another up, because your testimony can absolutely have a huge impact on someone's life, and it could just be that seed of faith that someone needed to hear to get them so interested, so intrigued to go and seek God because of what they heard through you. I'm praying for you. I love you all, and I will see you in the next episode.